This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. This week, SwiftUI and UIKit interoperability. UI collection view lists with interactive custom headers. Proxyman app has released a nice plugin for your codebase. Make sure to submit your privacy questions to Apple App Store Connect. Developing a distributed data app using SwiftUI and CRDTs. And building a concurrency-proof token refresh flow in Combine. Hi, my name is Jeroen Leenert and I've been developing iOS apps for 8 years and I'm running the Dutch CocoaHeads for over 7. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because I will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about. If you like my show, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app of choice, but also rate me on Apple Podcasts, it really helps. If you want to leave feedback, leave a voicemail at speakpipe.com/appforce1. This week's news articles have been a bit fewer than last week, and I think that's due to the event that's happening on Tuesday. I'm very much looking forward to what Apple has to tell about the Mac, and I'm expecting some great new hardware to be announced. SwiftUI and UIKit interoperability is something we all have to deal with at some point. John Sommel has actually started a new article series on this very thing. I'd say check it out and see what he has to write about it. Lee from Swift Senpai has written an article on UI collection view lists with interactive custom headers. In a previous article, he has discussed a way to create a declarative header and footer to a UI collection view. This week, he takes it one step further and talks about how you can add a custom header to your collection view declaratively. Proxyman app has released a new open source framework that allows you to debug HTTP and HTTPS traffic. It's a powerful little iOS framework that you just drop into your current code base and then allows you to actually debug your networking through Bonjour. You have to be on the same network, of course, but in my first trials, it works great. Remember that you have to submit your privacy questions in App Store Connect by December 8th if you want to release new apps or app updates. Apple has just released a news article on this very topic. App Decentral has released the final article in a series about CRDTs, context-free data types. It's a very interesting read, and in this series of articles, they detail a way to actually synchronize data across devices and have a way to actually resolve conflicts that might arise when you are actually editing data on different devices. It's a bit of a technical article, but it's very interesting. Refreshing access token is a common task for many apps that use OAuth or some similar authentication mechanism. On his blog, Donnie Walls has written an article on how you can actually use Combine to deal with the refresh workflow for access tokens. In his article, he uses an approach that uses Combine and dispatch queues to actually build a token refresh flow that can handle multiple incoming requests at the same time without firing off new requests when the token refresh is already in progress. A new week, a new tweet from Donnie Walls. Personally, I've been looking for a mention by Alan Shapiro in a podcast by Paul Hudson about John Reed, and I actually found it. Colin Owens has been working on a water tracking app that he's building based on Combine, based on the book by Donnie Walls about practical Combine. Karmjeet Singh has been integrating Phishing Git in his app. Pedro Carrasco has released CocoaHub 2.4.2 last Friday, which adds a tip jar, app clip, and a way to share editions, and he's now learning React to actually build a proper website for his app. Agman Sadullah is learning SwiftUI and did the first project of the 100 days of SwiftUI. Adam Bell has unzipped a zip today. Vasco has integrated Stripe payments with Firebase. It would be cool to write a server side in Swift, but he has no objections with JavaScript either. And there you have it, another week, another group of people doing great things with iOS app development. If you're still looking for a conference to join, have a look at NS Spain. On November 19th and 20th, they have a 36-hour marathon conference with talks back-to-back. That's 36 hours of content that you can have access to if you have a ticket that you can purchase on their website. It's a highly recommended conference to attend because I have heard great stories about people that actually went to the in-person editions. I'm also looking into creating a new section in my podcast. The working title is Coaching for Free. What I'm looking for is questions by my audience on topics that are related to iOS app development or career development. If there's anything you need some help with or anything that you'd like me to provide some insights on, please put it in my SpeakPipe. Speakpipe.com/appforce1, and I will try my best to give you a good answer that will actually help you in your day-to-day life. The reason I want to do this is that in my experience as a lead iOS developer, I've seen that people are actually helped significantly if somebody just gives them a decent answer and just provides some insights on any dilemmas they might have. So if there's something I can help you with, please let me know. Leave a voicemail at speakpipe.com/appforce1. If you want to learn more about Practical Combine, please have a look at the book by Donnie Walls. If you purchase the book through the link in my show notes or through appforce1.net/combine, you will actually buy a great book and help support my podcast. Donnie's Practical Combine book is a book aimed at intermediate to advanced developers who want to learn more about Apple's Combine framework. The book will take you on a journey through Combine using realistic examples. First, you will learn the basics, you will learn what publishers and subscribers are in Combine and what they do. After introducing you to the basics, you will learn how you can use Combine to drive your user interface or respond to user interactions. How you can use futures to make any asynchronous work your app does compatible with Combine, and you will even learn what it takes to build your own Combine publishers. Currently, I'm actually reading Donnie's book, and I must say it's a very insightful read on the Apple Combine framework. So purchase the book through my show notes or appforce1.net/combine. And that's it for this week's episode. If you like my show, please subscribe in your favorite podcast app of choice, but also rate me on Apple Podcasts. It really helps a lot. If you have some feedback that you want to share with me, preferably as a voicemail, then go to speakpipe.com/appforce1 and maybe I'll use the clip in my next episode. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.